What was that?
Huh?
What was that? Come on, man. You gotta, no. You gotta stop that shit.
I just had fajitas.
All right. It's Friday.
For Friday.
Fridays. You like Fridays, buddy? They got the Jack Daniel's steak and shrimp.
I'm in Sacramento right now at the Punchline. So please come out tonight and tomorrow. See me in Sactown. I have added a bunch of dates. All the tickets, you can find them to all my shows at TomSegura.com. Just to give you a quick rundown, next week it's Pittsburgh, then Columbus, then Philadelphia. Helium just got added. I'm very excited about that. And then Denver, Comedy Works downtown. So some of the best clubs in the country. I'm very excited to go and play them. Please come out if you're in any of those cities. And of course, September 18th, it's our only show in South Florida, Fort Lauderdale Improv, Thursday, September 18th. Christina and I together.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up.
Mommies, come check me out August 9th at the Ice House, Pasadena, California, in the side room. I'm doing 7:30 and 9:30. Very small, for real mommies. Only buy your tickets now in advance because they will go. Also, August 14th through 17th, Sunnyvale, California at Rooster Tea Feathers.
Oh, shit.
What about you, mister?
We have our very special guest in studio. We're going to get into a lot with him, but we'll tell you right now, it's Mr. Jeff Richards. Jeff, is there anything you would like to plug?
I'm going
to
be at the Comedy Store in the Belly Room every Sunday for the next 2 months. 10 o'clock show, private music show.
Ooh. Really?
One of the great, with other comics.
Great underrated rooms, I think, in all of comedy is the belly.
I love the belly room too.
It's like one of the first rooms I ever did.
I mean, it's literally the first room I ever did.
Mm-hmm. You like doing it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's great.
That tight, intimate feel. It's great. So that's that. You know where to find us. YourMomsHousePodcast.com. Jeans, where should they shop if they're going to make shopping?
Guys, do you want to buy some new sandals? Jeff, do you wear sandals?
I need to.
Mm.
Having some foot issues.
There you go. You know where you can go? Amazon.com. You can buy anything on Amazon. You can automate your life. You can have toilet paper sent to your house every 3 months so that you never have to leave your home again.
But Jeff, we don't want you to go straight to Amazon.com.
No.
We want you to go to YourMomsHousePodcast.com and click on the Amazon banner so that we get a little kickback. You understand what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Get it. All right. And then you can buy sunblock, towels, chairs, hats, candles,
slingshots, snakes,
underwear,
border collies,
those sandals you wanted, lamps,
belts,
hooks,
buckles,
for fishing, bait,
fart machines,
everything. Oh, that was a really interesting fart.
Yeah.
So that's that. Please go to YourMomsHousePodcast.com. Okay.
Okay, she ready.
She ready. And then click on that banner. Do your shopping there.
Jeans, also get your social shirts. Get your FIFO shirts,
mm-hmm.
As well as our store.
And the special, Completely Normal, is now out on DVD.
Wow.
If you go through our store, the first 50 are autographed. And farted.
And fartographed.
Fartographed.
You fart, and then we seal the fart in with a special plastic sealant,
mm-hmm.
so that you get the smell.
That's really, really a special treat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, are you ready to start the show?
I'm so excited for this episode. We have the best guest ever.
We have a lot to cover. All right, here we go. Mr. Jeff Richards is here. Let's fucking do this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I fucked the shit out the bitch then. Let her know who the man is. I'm a pussyologist. I don't like no girl with no big old sloppy ass pussy neither. Mm. Big sloppy pussy laying all over the bitch. Go fucking use some Epsom salt, soak the pussy.
This shit is big time. Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother into this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura. Tom Segura. And
Christina Pajitsin. Christina
Pajitsin. Welcome to your mom's house.
Go. Go. Play. Go. 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 Oh, play the guitar. Yeah. Hot licks.
What's up now?
Wow.
Now what?
That's your opening?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
What do you think of it?
Give me your first.
Great. Okay, good.
People must download it just for that.
I think the opening is fantastic. We have to give credit. Ryan Match, the Matchman, made that.
Mm-hmm.
Made that for us.
But that opening clip, that was you, right? That was back in your SNL days. That was
that's
big
right.
character.
That was the Pussy's Too Fat character.
That Pussy's Too Fat character, which spawned a whole line of... decorative jewelry that was exciting for me.
Can I tell you, there's a lot we're going to talk about, and we're going to talk about what you have going on right now. But, you know, we obviously are very curious, as I'm sure listeners are, about your whole past. I've met you years ago, meaning like six, doing stand-up. You know, and I've seen you around town a few times. And, of course, I knew you as somebody like... who's been on SNL, and then I didn't even realize that you were on Mad TV before that.
Yeah, just for a few shows.
But that's crazy, right? I mean, that's insane.
Yeah, well, crazy that I ever worked again after Mad TV, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because, I thought that was it. You know, they're not going to take me from...
Tell me, how do you get Mad TV? What are you doing before Mad TV? Like, are you
before
doing...
Before Mad TV, I'm...
Sketch shows?
I'm working the door at the Comedy Store.
Okay.
Doing stand-up, and then... That was pretty much what was happening. Mostly.
But how did they find you? Like, I mean, did you audition?
Yeah, I got the improv on Melrose recommended me, and so did Joel Zadak. And I just got a stand-up showcase, just like 5 minutes for Mad TV.
And then you did a stand-up showcase and got it from that?
Yeah.
That's insane.
What?
Well, I mean, that was the beginning of the casting process.
Of the casting process, right.
And did you do characters in your stand-up?
I did stand-up. Yeah, I did impressions, all impressions.
Who did you do that was the deal-maker?
Louis Anderson was one that I can remember I did. I did Letterman.
Louis has a very distinct voice.
It's on here.
That's
you guys ready to play that feud? I'm dying. You ever do that? You ever think? You ever pick up one of those things and look on top of them and it doesn't screw on? Time here.
There you go.
That's fantastic.
Luigi Letterman. Sorry.
That's shit. Good to have you here. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand the gravity of this particular situation?
Unbelievable.
Love it.
Are these things, I always wonder with impressionists that you, like, you go, I think I can do him, and you try it, and then somebody's like, that's fucking good, and then you always just work on that?
Mine is always, I just realize I can do them.
You just realize you can
like,
do them.
Oh, I can do that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah. But I had to learn them at SNL. They, you know, sometimes you have to learn one. So
wait, let's not get there. You do Mad TV. You do a few episodes.
Yeah.
And then they're just like, you're not coming back. And then you go like, I'm just going to go.
It was a 4 of 12.
Okay.
Deal. So that means you get 4 of 12 possible episodes. Yeah. So, yeah, that was it. Just did 4, and they didn't pick it up. And then I was just in, you know, living in Studio City, like, stressed out, nervous, you know, smoking a lot of weed, like, really, really kind of down, and just didn't think anything would happen again. And then I got a call for Saturday Night Live audition.
Yeah. Okay. And then is that a fly to New York?
Yeah, fly to New York. You're leaving in 2 weeks.
Wow.
And
isn't that the most intense pressure that exists, though? Like, because that is, I mean, as somebody who, like, just being in the world of comedy, right? Like, that is kind of like the holy grail show of comedy. And we all go through, I think we go through, if you're a kid born in the United States, you go through a period where you are really into SNL. It's just usually a period. You know, I mean, very few people
high
are probably...
High school, yeah, college.
Exactly. You go through... I mean, for me, I think it actually started... I think the heavy period was fifth grade, which for at my time was like... there was like 92, and that had... Or the sixth grade, maybe. And that had like Sandler, Spade, Farley, all those guys. That crew was like, you know... such a huge influence growing up. And then you kind of fade out. You're like, oh, I don't, you don't watch it for a while. And then another fat, like for me was high school again, hits you. And then you kind of fit it. But it's like, I can't imagine like going, getting a call being like, in 2 weeks, you're auditioning for SNL. I mean, I feel
yeah,
like,
when I first, they first said that, I go, well, let's just do it in a year.
Right. Right.
They go, no, you, yeah, you kind of have to do this right now.
Right. And then 2 weeks. Did you know what you were going to do then?
Yeah, and then I was on my way to San Diego when I heard the news, so I just turned around and came back to LA and worked on my set list with my my old manager, Dave Rath, and basically got 5 minutes together and about 9 impressions.
Wow. Wait a minute. So for people who don't know, like the SNL audition... is what it's supposed to be a minimum of like three characters, right? Or three?
You usually do three characters, three impressions, I think.
Okay.
I think. Wow.
So you're stand up and you kind of have to mesh in everybody's character to have like an overarching narrative in your piece, or how did you
it? I didn't. I just did like little bits, little tiny little bits.
There is the footage of you. Like I've seen footage of people.
Yeah.
Where you're just sitting out there on the stage and they're like, go ahead.
Yeah.
And they're way up in the rafters and you're just like.
Yeah. Not in the, I don't know if they're.
Well, you know, but yeah, like. They're,
right.
They're up.
You can't see them.
You can't see them.
You can't see them. Oh, oh.
And you're
God.
Just like, hi, I'm Jeff Richards, and
yeah,
here we go.
Yeah, it's like playing an old folks' home or something.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, it's cool.
And does anybody laugh during the audition?
I didn't hear a lot of laughter, and no one told me before that they might not laugh. So, but I didn't really care. I rehearsed it without any laughter. So,
yeah.
Wow.
Now, when you're in it, you're probably I see you as I can see you like you're obviously like super commit. You can go into your character and just really do it. You're done. Do you feel good about it as soon as you rapped? Like, you're like, thank you?
Yeah, I said, thanks. Thank you. And they clapped a little bit.
And you felt good?
I felt good. And then I started to walk off. And then Lauren stopped me and said, hey, good job.
Oh, he said good job.
Yeah.
And did you know, like, oh my God.
I just thought that's pretty cool.
That is pretty
cool. Probably a pretty good thing.
Wow. Now, see, the reason I bring up the having phases is like, for instance, I have no idea who's on SNL. Right now, you could show me the cast. I'm sure I would not recognize 90% of them. I've not watched it, but I feel like SNL is one of those things where, like, you still get tapped into it every once, even if you're not watching because of either a sketch or a character. You know what I mean? Like, somebody will be like, "This is, have you seen this?" And you'll get sent something. I feel like I wasn't watching it when you were on, but I still managed to learn about or find out about Drunk Girl. Because I thought that was great character.
Oh, thank you.
That was such a funny character. Was that based on somebody?
It was somebody in the crowd. San Diego, I was doing the La Jolla Comedy Store, and there was this woman in the crowd that was yelling at me, and I couldn't shut her up. So I had to, like, I thought, I'll just do her to her.
Oh, like mock her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's like, I fucking hate you. Like, I hate you more, bitch. You didn't even know me.
That's funny.
You know, and then they would just go back and forth and back and forth.
And that's such a by the way, like, you have to remind yourself when you're a stand-up with, like, hecklers and with, like, things to, if you can keep or be funny during, like, confrontational moments, it's the best route, right? Like, because mm-hmm. that undoubtedly made that so funny in the room at the time when you were doing her to her.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, you have to, like, I have to tell myself, like, don't be like, shut the fuck up, like, try to do that. Try to be funny. Because that's being funny while you're getting heckled.
Yeah.
That's so great.
Thanks.
And then the character, you just took that to SNL.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I didn't audition with that.
Right. But you had it in you.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. Yeah. I love, like, you would do that on Weekend Update, right? Like, you would go out there and that's so funny.
So wait. So you do your 10 characters. You have this 5 minutes. Lorne Michaels tells you do a, you know, good job. Is that what he says? Good or great?
He just said, good job. and then I left and, you know, took a hotel, you know, went to the hotel.
And then when do you get the call?
No, then I landed in San Diego, and yeah, I got a call. I was in a car with a few different people, and we were going from the airport to the condo, and basically, I got a call, and they said, "Hey, are you Jeff?" Yeah, I said, "Yeah." And he go, "Listen, you got it." And I go, "Oh, great!" And then the crowd, you know, in the car, the car charges. Jesus fucking Christ! All the people in the car, all the people in the car cheer, and then he goes, "Yeah, but you can't tell anybody."
Oh,
so. I wasn't supposed to say anything for like that weekend.
Damn.
But you got a call the day after?
Yeah, day after, yeah.
Damn.
That's quick.
So then now you're picking up and you're going to move to New York. And how much time do you have to get your things together and celebrate before you go to work?
I had 2 weeks. No, I think I had a month.
Oh, good.
Something like that.
That's an exciting month, right? To like,
yeah,
moving to New York.
Pretty cool.
To do SNL. Like, that's such a cool thing, man. Like,
yeah.
You know, it'll never be, you'll always be SNL alum. You know what I mean? It's like, it's a very special
group.
I had
a great time. I really did.
It's a special
group. I had a lot of fun.
Now, can I ask you this question? We've all been fired in show business. When I was fired from Chelsea Lately. And I got I had crushed the day before on the round table. It was one of those things where people were like, "You did great." So I got called into the EP's room the next day. I was like, "Oh, I'm going to get a raise. They're going to make me head writer today." No, I got fired. How did they fire you? Because I know Janine Garofalo got like a fax. Or did you get fired? I'm assuming.
Yeah,
I got fired.
I got fired.
Most people do.
I got a phone call. It was one of the producers, and he says to me, "Hey, sorry to hear the news." And I go, "What?"
What? That's the bad
news. Yeah, I go, "What news?" And he goes, "They didn't tell you yet."
That's the best.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
All right.
You ran into the guy, or you got it?
No, he called me.
He called you. And you go,
"He said, you didn't hear yet?" No, he did. He goes, "They didn't call." Yeah, he goes, "Sorry to hear about it." You know, I go, "God, I'm fucking so stoned right now."
It's okay.
That's sorry, great. Listeners.
So you go, "Hear what?" And he's like, "Oh, they didn't tell you yet?"
He goes, hey, Jeff, how are you?" I don't remember.
Right. So then did you hang up and make another call right away?
No, man. I was listening to, I don't remember what I was listening to. I bought a pack of cigarettes. I was listening to, I don't remember.
Okay.
It's pretty traumatic, though. Getting fired is probably one of the most traumatic things, especially from a big show.
Yeah, sure.
How did I get more stoned? At the beginning, I just fucking like settled in. What are we talking about?
We're talking about getting fired.
Getting fired.
Oh, okay.
So did you have to, did you stay in New York for a while? Did you move?
No, I left right away.
Right away. Came back to California.
Yeah, I was a California kid anyways. I mean, every time I'd get a break from New York, I would leave from the show. I would just leave and go back to LA.
Oh, you would?
Yeah.
Okay. So tell me, how long have you been, obviously been doing stand a long time. How did you get into doing music? Because we were talking about this. We both really dig, Christina and I, what you're doing with music right now. Seriously. And like, it's rare because I feel like most comics that get involved in like funny songs or whatever it is, I'm like, eh, like I shouldn't like put it down, but it just doesn't do anything for me. But I think probably the thing is that your songs, the hook isn't like, isn't this fucking hilarious? It's that it's a cool, like I actually dig the song itself, you know, like I like the music. I like the whole package.
Yeah, it does sound like music.
Yeah, it sounds
Ben
like music,
Seward,
yeah.
Ben Seward, John Sanders did the music for this album, and it's great.
How long? When did you start doing music?
I around 2005, I think it was. I had a Macintosh laptop.
That's that Macintosh company. Okay,
you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
it did the GarageBand thing for a few years,
and then you met people that
Yeah, basically met Ben. And he just put together some cool sounding stuff. Like his stuff sounds like it could be in like Star Wars or something too.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, plus, I like the videos are silly too. I think it's so good to be silly.
Yeah, we're gonna play some.
So much of it is like, ugh. Yeah, music comedy is a hard sell because either it's like the same joke over and over, or
there's
it's not
just
fun.
Like there's parlor tricks in stand up.
Yeah,
there's very like big parlor tricks for comedy music. You know, like there's versions of comedy songs that you're like, dude, anybody can write that.
Yeah,
like you could just be like, let's write a song right now. You know. Hey there, what's that smell? I think that's my balls. And right. People are like, that song's fucking hilarious. And you're like,
right.
No, it's not.
Right.
It's not a hilarious song.
Well, like me, I have a smash hit single, Regular Body.
That's different.
That's taking really over the internet.
That's a good song.
That was for a show I was on. But it was fun. It was fun to do it. And it's fun when the video turns
that's
out
funny,
cool
though.
And it's silly. But yeah.
But there's layers to that too, though.
I looked down on the form before I did that song, actually.
I feel like, though, that had
some shit.
You guys, here's the thing about that is there's like a concept to that, and you guys stayed true to it. This song, like the lyrics actually played to the concept, and the video was cool.
It's amazing. It's good work.
Yeah, it's very good work.
Oh, wow.
When was the last time you went to the dentist?
2 months ago.
How? Wow. What was the verdict?
Perfect.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
And historically, I mean, cavities.
Yeah, I was getting one or two every time every 6 months.
Did you do anything to change? Did you start flossing more?
No.
It just stopped? Because you have all cavities?
I don't know
now?
What's going on. I just got lucky.
Yeah. Let's see.
You're
look at
you'll
see. Your,
smile.
You have a nice smile.
They look like strong teeth.
Yeah. You ever do the Zoom, the whitening strips or anything like that?
No.
Nothing?
No.
Wow.
You brush twice a day?
Yes.
How often do you floss? This is a dental update. So
not very often.
Really?
Oh,
you got to get into it, Jeff. What do
sometimes
you have
I do it. Every time I do it, though, I go, wow, I really do like flossing. It's a little extra work. It's like doing abs, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But flossing is pretty good.
That's a great expression.
You have to.
Flossing is like the abs.
It is.
Yeah.
He's right. It's the
it's
extra
like
stuff, but
abs.
You have to do it. It'll really now. Had you? Do you have a lot of cavities prior?
Yeah, he's got 35, 40 cavities.
Really?
Yeah.
I probably have 7.
Okay, that's not too
it's
bad.
Not that bad.
That's not
braces?
For a lifelong. That's not bad.
Yeah.
No. Do you have braces as a kid?
No.
Wow. Very lucky. Wisdom teeth pulled?
Yeah.
Veneers? Bondings?
No.
Wow. It's good. It's a good dental history.
Yeah. We like teeth a lot.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We talk about this almost every show.
Almost.
Very important.
It's very important.
Why don't we play one of his songs, Jeans?
Okay. We can play one of those.
I like to hear the muscle one.
That one's my
Boon Chocolate.
Yeah. That's Muscle Bitch. Get the fucking name right.
Muscle Bitch.
Yeah, I was pulling up another thing though.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. I'll pull up Muscle Bitch if you want to be like that. And this video is fucking hilarious. We'll put this on the site and you guys can check this out. This is Jeff Richards' Muscle Bitch.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Oh, and there's a commercial. And we'll act like it's not there. And then after a few seconds, it's not there.
I've got your finger. I've got your finger. I've got your finger.
But it's not my finger.
Tricky donkey. Honky tonky. From San Francisco. Gerald Milwaukee.
I feel weird. I feel funky.
You're fine, my little donkey.
I feel dizzy. I feel sick.
You're fine, my little donkey.
I'm a muscle bitch. I'm a muscle bitch. I'm muscle with tits. I'm a muscle bitch. I'm a muscle bitch. I'm muscle with tits.
I'm so into this. Why am I so into this?
I like it, dude. It's actually catchy,
yeah,
isn't it?
I've so liked this song
a lot.
I'm
a muscle bitch.
Dance for mommy. That's your tummy. Mommy loves you. Do you love mommy?
And this is you. So for people that don't know, you're obviously very skilled. You can do the accent. I like the accent, dude, a lot.
I don't even know what it is. I don't know where it comes from.
Yeah. But
where does it, what part of the world do you think
it's German. From? Dance your mommy.
Oh yeah, I guess it's German.
Yeah.
Really? But it's a.
Got your finger.
I got your
finger. It's German. What
there
am I?
You go.
Are you fasting?
Clowns, it's big nips.
Do you want to play on my big nipples right now? I want to breastfeed you.
I like when you say you're a donkey.
Am I good for you, mommy?
I'm a muscle bitch. I'm a muscle bitch. I'm muscle.
Prepare for conditioning sequence. Shoulders width apart. Back slightly arch. Stomach in, chest out. Time to hit your mark. Are you ready? Get ready. Better get ready. Get ready. One and two and two and one and two and 11 and six and one and five and seven and eight and a nine and two. And two and six and four and one and two and 11 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 and 11.
You're a fucking maniac.
Yeah.
And you have no, like, these lyrics just come to you. You're a really creative dude. I can get this now. So this shit is just in your brain.
Yeah. When I hear the music, I can sometimes come up with lyrics for stuff like this.
What was your inspiration for Muscle Bitch?
There was no, just the words. But for the video, yeah. I wanted a female bodybuilder. I wanted a big, thick female bodybuilder with a good spirit, mood, you know. But I couldn't get one. And
why could you not get one? I'm curious about that.
Too expensive.
Oh, really?
And then I could tell they're too grumpy.
A lot of testosterone.
Yeah, a lot of testosterone.
Yeah. True that.
But then I thought of Boone, you know, from the Comedy Store.
Tell our listeners, you guys are store people, tell them about Boone.
Boone Chakalaka. He dances and drag. He does stand-up comedy. He's supposedly homeless. I heard he might not be homeless, so something like that. But he's always come to the Comedy Store for years. And he's real skinny. He's a wiry, elderly black gentleman. And
Flirty.
And
sexy, sexual.
Always telling gentlemen how nice their eyes are.
Yeah, Boone doesn't really talk to me a whole lot.
No,
it's I'm not.
Yeah, no interest.
Style. So you have a history like you have a rapport with him?
Just from like the last few years. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, you see him and you're like, "Hey, Boone," or whatever. Or...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and he sells things for a dollar too. Remember, he would. Do you know that he sells these like CDs and books and things, and he gets them from the library, I think.
There's a lot of like Comedy Store
characters.
Yeah, there's the guy that's Jesus, and he gives a man who dresses looks exactly like Jesus, and he gives really nice shoulder rubs. Have you ever had a shoulder rub from Jesus?
Yeah, I have.
He makes his way around the West Hollywood area.
Yeah.
Pretty much. You could spot him from Sunset all the way down to Santa Monica. Yeah.
Nice guy. Super
he must walk
sweet.
A lot. I mean, that's a good fucking plan he's on, calorie burning wise.
Yeah.
It's a lot of miles to cover. Jesus walks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shoulder rubs I didn't know about.
Gives great ones.
But he seems like a very kind guy.
Yeah. They're all pretty fun.
Oddly enough, sometimes you'll see him with Brody, another
Stephen Brody Stevens,
another disciple of Jesus.
That's right,
Brody Stevens. So you hit up Boone and you're like, do you tell him, and he's just like, let's do it.
Yeah, he was into it, but he doesn't have a cell phone, so I told him I had to meet him at McDonald's. So we just met at the McDonald's. So the day of the shoot, I didn't know if he was going to show. So.
Isn't that the worst, man?
Yeah.
I remember like Ryan Sickler and I did this basically a pilot on our own years ago called Cut Man. And I remember like we had a boxing gym and then we needed like just people to be working out in the background. I'll never forget that I asked the guy who was like an athlete in an acting class to like come there and work, jump rope, and just be in the background. He was like, "Definitely, I got you. I'll be there tomorrow." Never showed up.
Well, even remember,
then we were asking like sound guy, like, "Will you fucking work
you have
out?"
To, you do.
Just because you're relying on people.
Yeah.
Do you remember the day you were shooting White Girls with Cornrows, your album cover?
Yes.
And we didn't know if the white girl would show up to
That's
get
true.
Her cornrows.
That's right.
And I volunteered.
Yep.
To be the white girl. With
you were my backup.
I was your backup bitch on that one. Yep. I even called my hairdresser and I'm like, is this going to break my hair out? And he's like, yeah, you don't want to get corn. It's painful.
That.
Yeah. Well, because he's like, they're very painful. They're very tight. And I bleach my hair.
Elena.
I don't know if you guys know that, but I'm not natural on it.
Right.
And, you know, it hurts.
Yep.
But the girl who did it is phenomenal.
She's so great.
She's perfect.
And I have to say, she had the best attitude.
Yeah.
Like, she's what you want when you're meeting a stranger for like your video.
Well, she was a dancer, right? Like a hip hop dancer. So that was kind of a good look for her to have.
Yeah. I mean, it gave her that look for, for a minute.
So funny.
I don't know if she,
such a great album.
Elana? What is it? Elana Clooner? Yeah. Elana Clooner is her name. And she's still, she dances in video. She tours. Like, she does, she was in China for like 6-9 months. And
it's cool as shit.
Yeah, she was awesome. But I even sat there. I remember we went to like, I forget the area. What is south of Sentinella area in LA, to like the black barbershop beauty shops. And I was like, they were so distrustful of me. Like, this lady was like, why are you here? And I was like, this girl's going to get cornrows. And she was like, for what? And I was like, photography shoot. And she was like, she locks the door.
What?
Yeah, like they lock the door when they're open.
Oh.
And so like every time I would go in or out, they'd have to, she goes, why do you keep coming in and out? I was like, I'm waiting for her to get here. And she was like, well, pick a spot. And I was like, all right, I'll just sit here. And then Alana came and she was like, she's getting the cornrows. And I go, she's getting the cornrows. And she was like, it's going to take a while.
Takes hours.
When she was half braided is when I knew that she wasn't leaving. I was like, she's going to have half a head of cornrows. Mm. So then I was like, I can leave now. So I paid the lady and I tipped her like 20 or 30 bucks, which definitely is not the normal. She was like, okay, all right, I'll take care of it. She was like so stoked
on
that.
Get them extra nice cornrows.
Yeah. And then Alana was so great to work with. Yeah.
It's hard. It's surprisingly difficult. It's not hard to find the weird beards in LA. It's hard to get the weird beards to commit to doing your fun stuff.
Right.
They don't always want to show up. Or even on Craigslist. But like, if you find the weirdos, you can't get them to commit. It's very
crazy.
Hard.
You have to get things done without money is the real thing. It's you know, I gave Alana, I think, 50 or 75 bucks, something like that, plus paid for it, obviously, to get done. But I mean, like, if you don't have a ton of money, like, you see things on TV or online, there's these huge, crazy shoots, and you're like, well, yeah, they had some enormous budget to do that.
Yeah.
But you pulled this off, obviously, without a crazy budget.
Yeah, I think it was like $200.
Damn, that's how amazing. Did you shoot the video for that cheap?
The video looks so good.
Yeah.
Just a lot of people
wanting to be a part of it.
Wanting to be a part of it.
That's Is this key. You, by the way?
Ron Eigen. Ron Eigen directed it, I must say.
Okay.
He was great, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, fantastic. Is this you?
Yeah. Are you thirsty? Huh? I want to breastfeed you. Here on these big nips. And watch.
Is that me?
Suck me dry.
This is one of your characters.
Is that one of your that's for me. Your audition? You auditioned with that?
That is me.
And they booked you.
That's
off
right.
of that.
That's right.
That's amazing, man.
That's weird.
I want whatever. I want more of this.
I like the horn.
Don't forget to stick the smile is my favorite line of this song. I'm a muscle bitch. And Boone is perfect in it.
Mm-hmm.
He's awkward and like doing what he's supposed to be.
Well, and it is sort of a workout video too.
Right.
So.
Right. Right. Mm. I feel like you're gonna get. I feel like Muscle Bitch is gonna take off for you.
I'm muscle bitch.
With tits.
What's the album that like this is on? It's called Shingles.
It's called The Shingles.
The Shingles.
2009 to 2014.
Did you have a song? You mentioned a song earlier. You said that you really like, or I should check out.
Oh, I was just saying the next one's Def 1/2. That's the next song we're doing as a music video.
What is it?
Def 1/2.
Oh, Def 1/2. You're doing that next?
Or you? That'll be the next one. Yeah.
Okay. Def 1/2. Okay.
Yeah, Jeff, I mean, I see you as like the contemporary Weird Al. Like, this is like the cool version. This is like really relevant in today. I mean, I was looking at your video. Like, this could have been like a Santo Gold video. Like, if you look at the style,
yeah.
It's really like on the cut. It's what's happening now, kind of. Like, it's actually really funny.
This cool. video appeals to a lot of different, like, demos to me.
Oh, dude, yeah. It's ridiculous. It's the Rain really one I love, too.
Yeah. That's really good. Really good.
I'm glad you like it. Thank you.
Yeah, buddy. Keep doing it. Just keep doing it.
Just keep
doing it. Do you love it. When people say that to you after your comedy show, Tom? They're like, just keep at it. Keep doing that. You stick with that. You're good.
You stick with it. Hang in there. George Carlin told me to hang in there.
He did?
Yeah. I was at the Comedy Store, and I did a spot in front of like four people real late at night. And he goes, hang in there.
Aww.
It was nice.
That's a good one.
That's good.
To me, the one that always I'm like it just affects me in some way is that was pretty good. Like after a show, and they're like, that was pretty good. And I'm like, what? Who says that? Why would you say that to somebody?
Yeah.
It's not a compliment.
Yeah.
It's not a compliment.
To me, the equivalent is like you going up to a woman at a bar and just being like, you know, you're not bad looking. Like, so can I get you a drink? I'd be like, what? Like, you're pretty good? You don't say, like...
Yeah.
It's a bizarre thing to say to me.
Have we discussed my father's comments about your Netflix special on the show?
I don't remember.
On your mom's house? Well,
I don't remember.
My husband Tom has a Netflix special out, and my dad watched it, and he did the, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
But I like Tommy. I like he's making this stupid face. I like the stupid face he
my
makes.
Stupid, and it's just my face.
I'm not making a face.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I like the stupid face he makes. I'm like, I'm not doing faces.
Stupid face.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like he's stupid, you know?
Yeah. That's a good name for a band.
Stupid face.
Yeah.
That is a good name. See?
Yeah.
That is a good name.
You got a nice stupid face on you.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
My favorite is when the waitresses go, "Well, I liked it. I thought you did great."
Yeah. I thought you did great. I hate that. Ugh.
Yeah.
I thought you did great.
That is totally it. Yeah. I laughed.
Like, I thought everyone else did.
That's the worst, is when you go, "I thought everybody did." And they're like, "No, that was a rough crowd." And you're like, "What?"
And you always have to say, "I thought everybody did."
Yeah.
To them to try to convince them that.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, "That was good." Some guy was like, he saw my Comedy Central Presents. And he was like, "So was that a good time? Was that fun?" And I go, "Yeah, like, that was a lot of fun." He goes, "Yeah, because that was like a rough time, like watching it."
Oh,
I was like,
boy.
"What?" And he was like, "I mean, like, you could tell that like the audience was like not on board." And I was
geez.
"What are you talking about, man? Like, what do you mean?" That was an incredibly, like, it was a hot crowd where you go, like, "This is too easy."
Yeah.
You know, like, you're like, "This is unjust response." And he was like, "No, that's not how it played on TV." I'm like, "What do you mean? Like, why are we talking about two different things?"
He could kind of still stay in your head, though, huh?
A little bit. I actually wanted to go. I remember when he said it, and I was like, "I got to go look at this thing again to see if it plays like that." I haven't seen it since. But it was weird that he was like,
You know what, though? I think sometimes people project their own stuff onto what you're doing. And like someone commented on our Gretchen Bonaducci episode, like, she seemed nervous. And I'm like, really? She wasn't at all. Like, she was totally normal in the room. Like,
yeah.
Why would you? That's the last emotion that was actually in the air. So maybe if someone projects or reads into it, like, what they want to, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. They are putting out their thing.
Can I ask you another SNL question, Jeff? When you were on the show, is this the era of people emailing you? Did you get a lot of stuff about, like, "I fucking hate you for doing that character," or "You suck," or "You're amazing"? Like, fan
mail? Yeah, that was... Yeah, I got some stuff. I didn't get that much to my website email kind of deal. But I probably only got, I don't know. I can't say exactly how much, but it was pretty good.
Nobody was crazy? No weirdos?
I don't know. No weirdos.
Doesn't being on TV...
I met some girls that way, though.
There you go.
You met them because of the show?
Through the webs.
Oh, through the website?
Yeah.
No shit.
Nice.
That's kind of...
Meet me in Central Park. It was kind of fun. It was kind of cool. There was no other way to do it. There was no Facebook. There's nothing else out there.
So people would be like, "I saw you."
This is 01, 04, so.
"I saw you on SNL. I'll suck your dick in Central Park right now."
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh. Which sound like Dustin Hoffman. I catch myself sounding like him all the time.
He does that with his mouth. "She's just in.
A warrior." "Find you very attractive. Very attractive. Very, very attractive. I want to make passionate love to you for hours and hours." Shitty shit shit.
Did you audition with him?
Yeah.
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 It's fantastic.
See, because that's a skill in and of itself, to be able to watch people enough to get their mannerisms down. It's a lot. Like, you watching you do that, you're like, "Oh my God, like, you got the mouth down, you got everything."
Yeah.
Were you an only child? Were you a very lonely child?
I was a very lonely child. On the next lonely child.
How did you become so observant? Were you always that observant?
I think it's just my natural makeup is to sort of study and do them subconsciously, you know?
You do your friends and family a lot too?
Yeah, if it comes to me. I never really try to do them. I never really try to do them. It's got to be kind of like something has to come into me to do it or something, you know.
Who's your favorite to do?
I like to do newer ones. Like I've been doing Kevin Spacey from House of Cards.
Oh.
Watch, you like that one?
Love that show.
Mr. Vice President, I assure you, what you say means nothing. We will find an answer for you. Doug, can I get a hot fudge sundae? Funny thing about a hot fudge sundae, never get that hot fudge hot enough.
Fantastic.
That's great.
That's so good.
Thank you.
That is so good.
He even got his little aside that he
does. His little aside.
These ribs are juicy and these ribs are good. And Frank, I would never under... You know.
That was really good.
Why is it so much fun to watch somebody do... It's like the most fun thing ever.
To watch him, like, somebody do it. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
So... It's like... It's like just magic. It's fun.
It's because it is that.
It's so silly and fun.
It's a form of magic.
Yeah.
That's why. You know, like, there's sleight of hand. Yeah, exactly. It's how do you fucking
do
it? You sound like that.
Yeah.
You look like it. Yeah, it's great. Back to Jeff's
I'm going to get more wine. Do you want anything?
I fucked the shit out of the bitch then. Let her know who the man is. I'm a pussyologist. I don't like no girl with no big old sloppy ass pussy neither. Big sloppy pussy. Laying all over the bitch.
I ain't said shit. My name is Hank Harrison. And I've been waiting for hours and hours. And I know I'm next. And I know you told me I'm next. And I know I'm next. And don't you tell me I'm not next.
Whoa.
Because I think that's a skill. Like you're doing little slices of life, you know? Like you're replicating slices of life. It's just a totally different skill set. Like my skill set is being an asshole, like really, you know, like topical jokes or commenting on things that suck. You know, I wish I was more creative sometimes. Like, oh, that's so creative. Like, that's a slice of life.
Yeah.
That's not my skill set.
I feel like making these songs is really super creative.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can tell that, like, there's a, you know, just like the, like, I see some, like, you as, like, a mad, you know, scientist walking around. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
There you go. I'm going to get more wine. Does anyone want anything?
Get wine, Cindy. What do you want?
Something?
Oh, maybe water, please.
Okay. I'll be right back.
Thank you.
Oh, man, you're making all this noise.
It's called real life, Tom. Just deal with it.
Tell me about your diet.
I just started it.
Beans? You're eating beans?
I'm going to eat the same thing for a while. I'm eating yogurt, 2% Greek yogurt. I do these shakes with spinach and banana ice.
Do you have a goal?
Do you have a goal?
Like a weight loss goal?
25 pounds.
It's good to say the goal. That's what I've learned. You gotta state your
25
goal.
Pounds, and I really think it's like if it's I really just stick to it,
yeah, you can
I'll
do
be
it.
Fine.
Yes,
you know,
yeah.
But I had to make something I could stick to. That's not too crazy, you know. It's a reasonable diet,
it's a reasonable goal. You know, we're just talking about stating goals for weight loss.
I'm not good at that.
He wants to lose 25 pounds. Me, 26 pounds.
Wow.
Hmm.
We all have goals.
Whatever.
Whatever.
26.
Is there a diet that includes wine every night? I think that's what I need. I don't like to not drink wine.
So do you know who that was, though, talking about the big old sloppy pussy? Who are my Beatles?
Oh, Two Live Crew.
Right.
Yeah.
So that was Uncle Luke.
Oh, Luke Skywalker?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a huge fan of them now.
Would you like to hear something else he said?
I'd love to.
Well, if there were no holes barred and you could do whatever you wanted to do, how would you fuck someone?
Oh, boy.
If there was no holes barred and I could do whatever I want to do, I already do everything I want to do. Well, shit, I do anything sexually I want to do. If I want to piss on a motherfucker, I piss on him. Golden shower and, you know, hey, look, I don't want to shit on nobody because I don't want to smell the smell and I think that's nasty.
Well, he makes a good point.
It is. But then it makes you kind of think,
wow, it's only smells. It's okay. It's only smells.
It's only smells, you know?
You know, I was just thinking of that Two Live Crew song, Pop That Pussy.
That's right.
And they've got some really neat lyrics. Like I was thinking of that one where he goes, shake it, but don't break it. It took your mama 9 months to make it.
Great line.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not, who comes up with that stuff?
That Uncle Luke and them do. That's who.
Here, I looked up the lyrics for it. There's only one place where we can go to see freaky hoes doing shows, doing tricks to make us holler on a giving night, all for a dollar.
Yeah.
That's not bad. I mean,
not bad at all. I like that a lot.
This one's my favorite too. I like big booty and big old titties, bitch. You know, you've been fucked by many. So come and be my private dancer. I got some money if that's the answer.
If that's the answer. Is it the answer?
It is the answer.
Yeah.
I mean, it's philosophical, but yes.
They really fucked a lot of hoes back then.
You think so?
Yeah, definitely.
There's only one place we can go. To see freaky hoes doing shows. Doing tricks to make us holler. On a given night, all for a dollar. Selling on bread, oil on the chest. Not like us, but above the rest. They'll do anything to turn us on. Tempo's got it going on. Big old titties. Smart. Bitch, you know you've been fucked by many. So come and be my private dancer. I got some money, that's the answer. I really want to know how the Asian dude got in. Can somebody give us the story? I know.
How did the Asian dude get in Two Live Crew? This is Miami in like the 80s. It's all, it's like down fucking black dudes from like Liberty City. And there's an Asian dude. I never understood how he got in the group.
I don't know.
All right, we got to find out. We're put out a request to find out. We're going to get answers back.
I'm sorry, I just read another gem.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay, here's the verse I liked. Shake it, don't break it. It took your mama 9 months to make it. Bend over and spread them, girl. Show me those pussy pearls.
That's
hey,
good.
That's neat.
That's great.
But what are the pussy pearls?
What do you think?
What are the pearls?
I don't know.
Pussy don't know. Pearls?
What are the pussy pearls?
I don't. If there it would only be one pearl if there was a pearl.
There'd be one. You're
just
right.
One.
Yeah.
Not two of them.
If there's two, there's an issue. In your pussy.
Probably some sort of a disagreement.
Oh, did you know that he shouts out people? Janet J, pop that pussy. Bubbles, pop that pussy.
Okay.
Sandra P, pop the pussy.
The girls that he's used to seeing their pussies pop.
Madonna, pop that stinky, smelly pussy, baby. Did you know that?
I didn't remember that. No.
I didn't remember that. Yeah,
is that at the end?
No, right in the, yeah, towards the end. Because he's going to be with you. Okay, yeah. Make it. Bend over and spread them, girl. Show the pussy pearls. There you go. Ass and play with that clip. You know I like that freaky shit. Girl, you know you look so cute.
Throwing that pussy the way you do. Pop that pussy. Hey. There you go. Pop that pussy, baby. Pop that pussy. Hey.
Wait a minute.
This is horrible.
They call Madonna's Christ. Pussy stinky,
yeah.
Madonna.
Well, and who's Sandra P? Pop the pussy. Janet J is Jen Jackson. Bubbles, pop the pussy. Sandra P, pop the pussy.
And then Madonna?
And then Madonna, pop that stinky, smelly pussy, baby. Hers is stinky and smelly. Everyone else's pussy is fresh. Isn't that weird?
It's they're calling her out.
Yeah.
This is at the height of like, this is her getting super famous. This is like probably, what is it? Like, you know, what's the movie she was in?
She's in a few. She was Who's That Girl? Who's That Girl?
Shanghai Surprise.
Shanghai Surprise.
What's
Thank
the first
you?
One that she was in where she came in and she was like,
oh shit, man, Desperately Seeking Susan.
Right. And
it's
then
the best one ever.
She put and she carried that style into her first.
That's what's up.
Album.
Lucky Star, Borderline.
That's right. And she's a huge, huge, huge star. And then they're like, you got a stinky ass pussy.
Wait, she's got a stinky, smelly pussy.
I totally forgot that. Okay, oh yeah, late, early
90s. It's coming, it's a little bit further.
Okay.
Bitches in cages. Okay, keep going. Let it stop, we'll play. It's about to come up, okay?
Okay, all right.
After the second time. That pussy, hey! It's coming. Here it comes.
Here we go.
I've never listened to the song this far. That's probably
why. Yeah, that's why.
Pop that pussy. This might be the most offensive song of all time.
You think so?
I'm thinking. I can't think of a worse song than Pop That Pussy. Can you, Jeff?
Can we?
I got a song worse than that.
What's it called?
It's called What's a Motherfucker Got to Do to Get His Ass Eaten Down Around Here. It's my first song I ever did.
Is it up?
Can yeah, it's on YouTube.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, ass waxing.
No.
Come on.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, don't check lie. It out. Check it out.
Is that really what it's called?
I swear.
Hmm.
All right.
Hmm.
It's called Ass Waxing?
Ass Wax. Ass Wax.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. Why is this running slow now? Every time I go to YouTube, it like takes longer and longer. This is it?
Yeah. This is the intro.
I'm here. I don't give a shit about the girl in the picture. I'm here. Let me in.
Come on.
It's $100.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I mean, what's a motherfucker gotta do to get his ass eaten out
what?
Here?
This is really what it's called.
What's a motherfucker got to do to get his ass eaten out around here? What's a motherfucker got to do to get his ass eaten out around here? He's gotta wax it, he's gotta wax it. A bombastic, a spastastic, and make my ass feel fucking fantastic. Go tongue him a boom, 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 boom.
Maybe I should have despised first. Maybe I should have lied first. Or maybe I should have tried some powder.
You could go toe-to-toe wow. with Two Live Crew, man.
Wow.
I mean, for real.
I didn't know you had this in you.
I know.
I wash with soap instead of chowder.
Once it had been in 91 from a girl who looked like Connie Chung, but then she went and moved away, and I haven't had a lick since that day. This is ASP, master's a ballad. Take him for the team and toss my salad. This is ASP, master's a ballad. Take him for the team and toss my salad.
You nasty.
Wow.
You nasty. You know that?
That's what I told him.
You nasty.
Wow. I didn't know. I just didn't see that in you.
Ass-eating days.
Were you a big music guy growing up?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't know. I loved it.
You love music?
I loved it.
I want to ask you a question. Just give me your honest answer.
Yeah. Here we go.
You can invite all your friends and family to this show to enjoy with you. You have to choose. And this is going to be like a party for you and your friends and family, whoever you want to invite to it. Mm-hmm. You either get to have the Beatles put on a show for you. They all come back from the dead, and Paul is still alive. Or Biggie Smalls.
Biggie Smalls.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Why? What? What is wrong with you two? And yes. Paul's still alive. Isn't Paul alive?
I just said that.
You said it, but Paul's
just
not dead.
Just because it's not
I
my...
I said, and Paul's still alive.
But Paul's not dead. Is Paul dead?
I said, they come back from the dead, and Paul's still alive. Like, Paul is still alive. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Why? For what? You feel like the party?
Just because I like rap. I mean,
thank you.
I like rap, and I like the Beatles, but I never really got in. I got into songs of the Beatles, but I never got into the Beatles.
Thank you. Thank you.
No.
Thank you.
You know what? Both of you, I don't even want to talk to you guys anymore.
Perfect.
This friendship is over.
We're trying to work on this.
You guys are so lame. Both of you. Suck it.
Speaking of music, the guys from the wonderfully talented and just ever prolific group Ghost Crew sent us this song because of our Biggie versus Beatles debate. This is a heavy debate. It's been going on for a while. Okay, let's check.
You think I care about this fucking debate? It's not a real debate, guys.
It's 100% real debate.
Money, 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 pussy, money. That's all right, guys.
You know what time it is. And if you don't know, now you know.
Big words.
Yeah.
Biggie, Biggie, Biggie.
Yeah.
Biggie parts.
This album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter. All my people's in the struggle, you know what I'm saying?
It
was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine, salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine, hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? The hard, you never thought that hip hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Wow, that was so good. I love Ghost Crew so much. Thank you guys for sending
me. Thank you guys.
That was really cool.
That was cool.
Very cool.
Right?
Yeah, they're so good.
These dudes, they send us the best shit.
They really do. You know what we love on this show? Jeffrey Richards.
Who?
Is that your birth name?
Or what? What's that?
Jeffrey Richards.
Jeffrey Hanson Richards.
That's Hanson?
A, yeah.
All right. We love when somebody loses their cool. We love... not in the room, I'm saying. We love, you know, somebody like a coach or somebody just like blowing up in the locker room, you know?
You want to fucking go now? There's the fucking door, son. Get the fuck out. You don't like it.
You know, shit like that, right? Like,
yeah.
Like, yeah, that dude just gave him the fucking business right there. I love that stuff. We've played literally at this point, I don't know, how many have we played, you think?
Tons. Over the years?
Yeah.
Oh, tons.
It's tons.
Countless.
And they never get old. They absolutely never get old. I want more. You can keep sending them in. yourmomspodcast@gmail.com. The point being that it's almost always a coach. A coach in a locker room who's disappointed in his team, right? Well... this one that we got right now, like here's another one, right? This is a.
That wasn't this week. That was last fucking week.
that's Mike Leach. This time, guess what? For the first time, it's not a coach. It's a coach-like. It's the band director.
Oh.
It's so interesting to be like, you know what? Yeah, you think the band is like, oh, that's cute. You play your songs in the band. This dude takes this shit for real. I mean, really for real, okay?
All right, Kyle.
Kyle.
Who is he? What is his position here?
Associate director.
And what am I?
Head director.
Then you fucking better realize who you're dealing with. We told you to...
Can I do my coach real quick?
Absolutely. Of course you can.
It's a new coach version. I was like, this is that coach that you're not sure if he's a coach on the team, if he coaches on the team or not, or who he's a father or who he is. But you always just kind of blend it in. And he's there every game, so no one worries about it. He's always saying the same shit. He's always like, let's fucking go! Come on! Let's fucking go! Like, somewhere
let's
between.
Fucking go is in the seat behind you and next to you all the time.
Yeah.
Every time, every sporting event you go to, somebody is, let's fucking go! Let's go! And you always want to be like, go where, man? What are you doing?
Yeah.
He's the fucking sideline coach.
Yeah.
100%. And absolutely.
He's not really saying anything.
No.
Nobody really knows what he's talking about, really. Like,
right.
What do you mean?
Come on.
Just overall disgust.
Right.
Overall disgust.
let's do this.
Let's fucking go. It's just like he's like, no.
We get it.
I love it.
You want us to go. We always get it when you do that, guy.
Fucking geek.
Let's see, band guy. Where did he go? You like that? You like how it stopped? I guess while I try to find that.
What is that?
It's a sound of excitement. We've decided, you know how they play bullhorns on morning radio to make things exciting? That's our version of the bullhorn. A bag of chips makes things really cool. Exciting.
Yeah. That's I agree with that. Yeah.
You get it.
Let me hear it again after you say
sure.
It.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sure.
Sure.
Make it exciting, Tom.
Let's make it exciting in here. Hold on, hold on, hold on. 3, 2, 1. Here's this. Okay, here we go. Let's make this exciting.
Feel better now about the show?
Seems like it's more than chips.
Huh.
Mm. Seems like there's glass bottles involved.
Oh. it's a very fragile glass bowl that they're pouring it into.
I mean, glass bowl. That's another great song.
Great song? You have a song?
Glass bowl? No, I'm just kidding. Oh.
That's the other way.
It's exciting.
Use. Okay. Okay.
Jeff, don't kill
me. Who is he?
Dog.
Here we go.
What is his position here?
Associate director.
And what am I?
director.
Then you fucking better realize who you're dealing with.
I love it already.
I mean,
it's so crazy.
He's the marching band director.
We told you to.
Why is this not?
Do something on the field, and you outright disrespected him and me. Now, this will not stand. We tell you to stand on your head, and as drum major, you'll stand on your goddamn head if you want to be drum major. Jeez. Do you understand?
Yes, we do.
Are we completely clear?
Yes, we are.
Again, done. On the spot, done. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Wow.
It's
serious business.
It's fucking
you gotta know. When I walked over there, We know that you need to practice the ramp.
And that's why we did it a second fucking time.
Oh, jeez.
Which we didn't have time to do, but we did that for you. All right? That's just...
We as the staff selected David to do the interview because you had a problem with the goddamn media. And that's why we chose him to do it. We understand that you're coming down the ramp this weekend. You ever do that again after we've given you a direct goddamn order and you're done... Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
I gotta say.
Do you understand?
I understand. And he's so defeated, too. He's like,
goodbye.
He stood up to him, though. He's like,
yes, I do, sir.
You know why he's like doing that, though? Because he knows he's recording it.
Oh,
he's extra brave.
Yeah. I gotta say, as much as I like playing audio of this kind of thing, it's such a bummer now that everybody's just recording all your conversations.
Yeah, it's lame. It's a lame era. It is lame. It's not cool. You said you're from California originally?
Yeah.
Where'd you grow up?
San Francisco Bay Area.
Okay. I went to college. I went to USF.
Oh, you did?
The Dons.
Oh, nice.
That was awesome. Grew up, you probably are very liberal. Grew up very liberal.
I don't know what I am.
Are your parents like super hippies?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Dad's older than mom.
Yeah. How much older?
20 years.
20
Damn.
Years?
Yeah.
Damn. Nice.
Well, they're divorced 20 years ago, too.
But so. He was like, he saw your mom and he was like, yep.
Yeah.
Want some of that.
That's right.
Do you have siblings?
I have two half brothers.
From what? Dad's first marriage?
From dad's first marriage, right.
Mm, do you like them?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
And like, so, I mean, were they like free love and drugs and stuff?
No, pro pot, you know.
Your parents?
Yeah.
That's cool.
They smoked and stuff.
That's so cool. That to me is such, hearing that, I mean, I know, it exists obviously, but like, it's like light years of like, you know what I mean? Separation from what I'm used
yeah.
to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I come from like the households of like marijuana. I mean, it's like heroin, same thing.
Yeah.
And you're like, what?
Your dad does equate the two, yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
They think that like all drugs are...
Oh, and my grandpa thought that pot was like cocaine.
Sure.
It just gets worse and worse.
Yeah, of course.
Jeff, how handsome is my husband?
He's great.
Yeah. He's so cute.
I mean, you're supposed to say I'm pretty good. Pretty good.
Where'd you go to school? Did you go to high school there? Some hippy-dippy new age...
Walnut Creek, California. Actually, the high school was called Los Lomas High School.
Wait, so did your dad have like tons of dough and stuff? Did he have like a hot younger wife?
No.
Really?
No. No. He did good, but and he wasn't wasn't rich or anything.
Hmm. Sounds like the 20 years thing is like, oh, that's usually a fucking
yeah.
I mean, maybe for those days he had something.
Yeah. Can I play you a clip, two clips, and you tell me what you think is going on?
Sure.
Okay. Here is clip number one. Tell me what you think is going on.
Now I'm going to show the boys what it's like. Ooh, did you hear that? Yeah, how heavy is that, huh? You little horsey.
Little horsey? What do you think that was?
I was beating up like a horse doll.
So, you think somebody was beating up a horse doll?
I have a theory.
Yeah?
May I? I haven't seen, just so you know, this is not an unfair advantage. I haven't seen this clip. I have seen HBO Real Sex, and there is a thing called Pony Play.
Right.
Is this kind of a kissing cousin of Pony Play, like a horse play?
I think it's fair to say it's in that world, yes. But what's going on?
I'm going to, may I please hear the clip again?
Yes.
Now I'm going to show the boys what it's like. Ooh, did you hear that? Yeah, how heavy is that, huh? You little horsey.
Well, I mean, I'm only going off her saying horsey.
Right, know? Right.
There's a horsey involved.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, here's what's going on. Would you like me to tell you? Do you want to take a guess as to what was going on?
Somebody's being punished. There's some S&M component.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's wearing a horse head or a bridle or saddle of sorts like a horse. I'm assuming there's some of that happening.
No.
God,
but you're,
shit!
But here's the thing. Your thinking is correct.
Okay.
The only horsey component really is that the gentleman is on all fours. He's on all fours.
Okay.
And so he's positioned
right
like a horse.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she says this at the top here, she says,
Now I'm going to show the boys what it's like. Okay. Ooh, did you hear that?
Did you hear that?
That smacking
mm-hmm.
sound?
Mm-hmm.
She has a big, enormous gut.
Mm.
And she's lifting it up and dropping it on his back.
Oh, my life. Oh. I would have never have guessed that.
Pop over.
Like to see here? More of that.
I would never have guessed that in a million years.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so that's...
Go for it.
Yeah, how heavy is that, huh?
Oh, boy.
You little horsey.
Oh.
She's quite large, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think? This is
not exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah.
That's so fun. That's a fun game you do.
Yeah, yeah. I'm probably one more for you, just
That's
real quick.
That's a fun game you do.
Tell me what you if you think you know what's going on here.
You want your dictionary?
Just put it in there. Let's quit debating.
Did she say something, those are nice beans? Did she say that at the end?
Those are nice beans.
Those are nice beans. Do you have Jules?
Oh, do you like that one, horsey?
I
Jules
do.
Jules Ventura, maybe he could.
Yeah. But I don't remember where that clip is.
Do you
is.
Have your fans? Can your fans send in stuff and you have to guess what's going on? Or?
Oh, that's a new game.
That's
going on here?
That's a new
interesting.
Game.
I never thought of that one.
Hmm. You're running over my dog, Jeff. You're making me very nervous. His little dog bed's right there.
She wants you to be very
abuse.
Careful.
Be careful with my son. It's my only son.
What's going on here, Jeff?
Fuck my stoma.
What's that?
One more time, please. Fuck my stomach.
Fuck my stoma.
Fuck my stoma.
Okay, what's going on here?
One more time with that one. I'd like to sample some of these in my music.
Please.
More than welcome to.
Give me that hole. Come on.
Get us some bedtime.
Not really sure. Where is Jules?
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah, I know, but the problem is that was...
hard fucking core.
It was saved as a weird name. Now, maybe I can look for her while you listen to this.
Yeah, I'm such an info. I mean, I just fucking swallowed a load twice today, and it's only like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Can I say this, though? There's nothing hotter.
Yeah.
Hotter than porn itself is great porn acting.
You like that?
When you see a chick and you go, wow, find her. She's good.
Yeah, yeah.
It happens, and it's more erotic than porn itself.
How about this here? Okay, I think I found it.
Okay. Honestly, it wasn't until, and this is like, this goes for almost all the moments in this scene, it wasn't until somebody was actually there telling me, you have 2 in you, or you have 3 in you, that like it actually kind of clicked, and I'm like, oh my god, this is actually happening. I'm proud of myself.
That's great.
It's good.
Can you do her? Can you do that girl?
Can you do her voice? Want to hear it again? Just part of it here.
Honestly, it wasn't until, and this is like, this goes for almost all the moments in this scene, it wasn't until somebody was actually there telling me.
Let me try. It wasn't until the first part of the scene when I had 1 dick in my asshole and there was another dick in my other asshole and I started to cum and I was like, holy fucking shit, I'm the teacher of the year. Something like that.
That's good.
That was great.
I like that you picked up on until.
Until.
And I felt real proud of myself.
Oh my gosh.
It's really good.
I'm proud of myself.
How about huge. This? Tell me if you understand this, what's the like the real dynamic of this, and then we'll wrap this up.
Oh, hard dress and a fart on it. Oh, yeah. Fucking king ass ripper right here. Hairy and gross. Fucking. Start sending me some gassy ass beans so I can make these farts even bigger.
Okay, I thought of an idea.
Okay.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
We get a bunch of these together. Or, this is already your thing, but this could be something.
Maybe. Yeah.
You get them all together, all these different things.
Yeah.
These scenes, and just have the video of it, and then sell the video. After all these get more and more, people go crazy. Like, I'm going crazy not knowing what it looks like, what the scene is.
Right.
So it's like, you could build up all this anticipation for these videos.
Right.
To actually see these videos.
Oh, my gosh.
That's true. Many of which, by the way, are on our podcast site. Not all of them, but some of them we put on the site so that people can see the source of the audio clip.
Right.
Yeah. It's a very good idea. There's one thing is that he challenges you at the end here. I want you to hear the challenge.
I challenge you. You think you can fart bigger than me?
He challenges you.
He threw down the gauntlet.
Yep,
that's great.
It's really good, Jeff. You are excellent. We love that you came in here. What should we play on the way out? Which song should we play that I can play off?
You could play Def 1F, maybe.
Def 1F?
Yeah.
Is it on YouTube?
It's not on YouTube. Oh, you want to play something else?
Yeah, give me something I can just
pull up.
Why don't
you play Someday You Will Die?
On YouTube?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds like my kind of jam. Very existential.
I really want to see you take your music on the road. I want to go to a Jeff Richards show.
Every Sunday in August.
Okay. Where at again? Belly Room?
Belly Room, yeah.
What's the song again?
Comedy Store.
Oh.
It's Someday You Will Die.
Okay.
And what's your Twitter so people know how to follow
it? The Jeff Richards.
Okay.
Jeans, anything else?
I love you. Thank you for listening. You're my favorite.
Okay. That's, I love you in your underwear, by the way. It's very, I like
thank
it.
You.
I'm following you right now, Jeff Richards.
Awesome. Oh, shit. Thank you for coming. Anything else you want
to
say?
That's it. You can just go to tastyjeff.com for anything.
All right.
About me. Thank you.
Enjoy this, ladies and gentlemen. It is Jeff Richards. Someday, which is true, you will die. That's, you know, that's very true. Okay? Enjoy.
Someday you